Good evening. Pastor Schaefer here. It is Tuesday evening. Things are going great for us still, and I trust they are for you. I haven't heard of anyone in our church yet who has the virus. Thank the Lord that Lou is getting over whatever he had. Evidently, it wasn't the virus. And also, I understand Jonathan's doing a little better, but we'll pray for him at the end here tonight, that he'll continue to get better. And so I'd like to talk to you tonight or this evening about benefits of Bible study. Why should we study the Bible? Why should we have our personal devotions? Why should we go to church? Why should we go to adult Sunday school? Why study the Bible? I've got 8 benefits of Bible study. So let's go down through these 8 benefits. I have scripture for each one. So number one, first benefit of Bible study, is that God's Word helps me to grow. Turn in your Bible to 1 Peter. Hope you have your Bible handy. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. And so God's Word helps us to grow. We should desire it. We should want to grow. And be growing means to be more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ, being more mature as a believer. And that will come as we study God's Word. That's number one. Okay, number two, God's Word gives me assurance. Turn to 1 Peter, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. 1 John 5:13. God's Word gives me assurance. And here's an example of a verse that's given a lot of believers assurance. 1 John chapter 5 verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. So things that are written, God's Word, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So assurance from God's Word. God wants us to know that we have eternal life. He doesn't want us going through life wondering if we're going to end up in heaven or hell. He wants us to know, excuse me, and we can know. God's Word gives us that assurance that we need. That's number two. Number three, God's Word brings conviction. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. God's Word brings conviction. It says here in Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So God's Word is very strong, and it probes very deeply, all the way down to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the verse says, wherever that is. That's very deep. And you know what it does? It brings sin to the surface where it can be dealt with and brings us under conviction so that we can deal with our sin and confess our sins to God. So God's Word brings conviction. Number four, God's Word brings cleansing. Ephesians 5 and verse 26. Let's check that one out. Ephesians 5:26. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Talks here about God's word washing. It's God's cleansing agent, his word. And so it brings cleansing, God's word. Okay, the next one. God's word gives me guidance, number five. Let's turn to Psalm 119, 105. Psalm 119 in the Old Testament, and verse 105. Right, as soon as I get there. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. And so God's word guides us. It shines a light on the path, so to speak. You know, it illuminates for us the way that we need to go, and it guides us. God's word gives me guidance. Okay? Number six, God's word produces joy. Let's turn to John chapter 15 and verse 11. John 15 and verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full, the Bible says. So, the things that Jesus is speaking, God's word came out of his mouth because he's God, and it produces joy. So, God's word produces joy. We know what joy is. It's something the world can't understand. It's something that's produced by the Holy Spirit. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit, joy. And you can think of joy, the three letters of the word. Jesus first, other second, yourself last. That's a good definition of joy. You can have joy even when someone dies and you're at a funeral. Okay, you're not happy. Happiness depends on circumstances. But joy is something that's produced by the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer, and even though someone has passed away, in our hearts, we could still have joy. That's what's great about joy. God's Word produces that. All right, number seven, God's Word gives me peace, something that we really need these days. God's Word produces or gives me peace. John chapter 16, verse 33. There we go. Sorry for the pause. Can't read my writing. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me, Jesus says, you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so again, the things that Jesus has spoken, God's word, gives peace, that in me you might have peace. So God's word gives me peace, the peace that passes all understanding. And finally, number eight, God's word makes me mature. So turn to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14 for this one. Ephesians 4:14. Great verse. It says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And so looking at the background of that passage, it talks about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and how they're given to perfect or equip the saints. And the reason why is that they would be mature. And of course, these men would minister the word of God. That's what they would be doing. And so God's word matures us, makes us more mature. So number eight, God's word makes me mature. So just to go over these things again, benefits of Bible study. God's word helps me to grow, gives me assurance, brings conviction, brings cleansing, gives me guidance, produces joy, gives me peace, makes me mature. So there's eight things that are benefits of Bible study as we study the Word of God. I'm sure there's way more than that, but I picked those eight things just to give us some things to think about. So it's important to study the Bible. There are benefits to it for us as believers, especially now during this crisis that we're facing. We have a lot of time on our hands. We should be in the Word of God, and we should be in prayer daily. Well, I want to close now with a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Word, which benefits us in so many ways, Lord, as we are exposed to the Word of God, as we study the Word of God, as we hear it preached. Lord, we think of the crisis that we're facing right now. I'm so thankful that you have protected everyone in our church thus far. And I ask, Lord, that you would continue to protect us from this virus. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that this whole thing would be over soon, that it would blow over soon, that they would come up with a cure and come up with treatments so that very few people would die and that people would be able to get over this. We pray that we would get over this hump. It seems like we're it's starting to happen, Lord, where the curve is flattening, and we thank you and praise you for that. Lord, we think of Jonathan, who has the virus. I pray for him, that you continue to work in him to heal his body. We think of Gail's cousin's son. I pray for him as well, Lord, for healing in his life. And we're thankful for Brother Lou that he's getting over whatever he had. And Father, again, we just ask that you would continue to protect us all. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'll be talking to you tomorrow. We'll have a longer message because it'll be Wednesday. So there'll be another podcast tomorrow. God bless. Goodbye.